We were looking yesterday at 2 Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse number 16 is a verse that's all very familiar to all of us. It says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." So we all know that verse, but I want to look at that verse just in context. We started looking at it yesterday. I'm going to look at it in context from verse 15 all the way down through there's one verse in chapter 3 after verse number 16, and then the first three verses of chapter 4. So it says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Chapter 4. "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at the appearing of his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall give themselves teachers and having itching ears." So we can look at these verses, and we are all very familiar, but this is why it's great to read the Word of God in context. And I love 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. We're going to start there, but then I want you to see all this that we just read so you can see the whole thing in context. Verse 16, again, is telling us that Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. We looked at that yesterday. It is God's Word speaking to us. It's always God's breathed truth for us. It's the ultimate truth. But I want to look at that verse today, and I want you to consider that it says that all Scripture is not only inspired by God, but it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, if we read that in the Amplified Bible, it says, "Every Scripture is God-breathed, given by His inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof, for conviction of sin, for correction of error, and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity to God's will, in thought, purpose, and action." Okay, that's a pretty powerful statement that it says right there. That is saying that the Word of God is God-breathed, but it's more than what we make it. How many of you right now know exactly where your Bible is at? Maybe you're at work, maybe you're in the car, but do you know exactly where your Bible is at? There's a lot of times that the Word of God is important to us when we go to church on Sunday. We like hearing the Word, but the Word doesn't really have a whole lot of relevance to us throughout the rest of the week. And you may say, well, that's not fair. It's always relevant. Well, it is always relevant, but if I don't make it a part of my life, then it's not relevant to my life. The Word of God has to be relevant to my life on a daily basis, every day, because it's God speaking to me. It's Jesus revealing Himself to me. As we said yesterday and the day before, it is that wisdom, it's the scholarship, it's the learning, everything that you need to know. He speaks to you through His Word. Whatever you face today, He's got a word for you today. I'm going to miss it if I don't take the time to read it, but He's got a word and a truth for me every single day. So we think of the Word as being important, but a lot of times we don't really know where the Word's even at in our lives. There's a lot of times we have a Bible that it just sits on the coffee table, and it sits on the coffee table so people see that we have a Bible, but there's really hasn't been opened in a long time. It got dust all over it. If you pick it up off the coffee table, you'll see the place where there is no dust, where the Bible has been. The Word of God is something that is intended for us every single day of our lives, because it is God speaking to you today. And you know what? God knows what you're going to face today. He knows the situations. You don't know what's coming. Do you know what later this morning or this afternoon brings for you? You don't know what's coming. But God's already seen your day. He knows what's coming. He knows the truth that is going to be valuable to you. This is why it says that the Word of God is living and active. The Holy Spirit speaks through these words every day. If I'm reading these words, and again, I could read the same verse 10 days in a row, and I can read that verse every day for 10 days, and the Holy Spirit, if I'm listening, the Holy Spirit will show me something different every day of those 10 days. That's all part of the truth of that word, of that verse that I'm reading. And you know what? I'd probably also find that every one of those 10 days, whatever the Holy Spirit showed me out of that same verse, it will be relevant. Whatever He showed me that day will be relevant to my life that day. I can't tell you how many times I'll read some verses, and one particular verse will stand out in my mind in the morning. And then how many times throughout that day, not just for me, but throughout that day, that verse I share with someone else because it's relevant and impactful for their lives at that moment and what they're going through. We have God speaking to us, truth, inspired truth, living and active, that we have access to every single day, and yet we don't utilize it. How many times have you said, well, God never speaks to me? Well, first of all, He is speaking to us all the time, and we can learn to listen, but that's another topic. But you cannot say that God's not speaking to you, because even if you're not hearing Him, and again, that's a topic for another day, but even if you're not hearing Him, you can still have God speaking to you because He's speaking to you, living and active in this Word every single day. So when it says in verse number 16 of 2 Timothy chapter 3, all Scripture is God is given by the inspiration of God, it's profitable. The Word of God brings you profit. I don't know about you, but I want to profit today. On the scale of profit or loss, I want to be on the profit side today. I don't want that scale to be balanced towards the loss side. Look at yesterday. Did you think yesterday was a profitable day, or was it a day where the losses outweighed the profit? On the profit and loss scale, I want today to be a profitable day. How do I do that? All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. It's to your benefit. It's profitable for doctrine, which means instruction, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Now, here's one of the things I really want you to see today. There's a lot of times that we look and we think that this is how God teaches and trains us. That when we misbehave, God takes His hand of favor off of us. He takes His blessing away from us. And He allows bad things to happen to us because we've been disobedient. And because I disobey God, that to get my attention, He's going to have me hit by a car, you know, something like that. And, I mean, that's a bit extreme, but the reality is a lot of us do think that, well, since I'm being disobedient, God's going to bring bad things upon me to get my attention and to turn me around. Because that's how He chastises. And we know that the Bible says God chastises those He loves. A lot of times we think that chastisement is in the form of direct punishment. That's not what this verse says. Listen again. What's the purpose of Scripture? It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. This is how God corrects us. He doesn't correct me by taking the proverbial 2x4 and wrapping it upside my head. He doesn't correct me by bringing a sickness upon me because I was disobedient. He doesn't correct me by making something bad happen in my life. That's not the way that God operates. I know that goes against what probably most of us have been taught or thought. I'm just telling you what the Word says. The Word itself, speaking about the Word, says all Scripture. Scripture is given for the purpose to profit us, for doctrine, for instruction, for reproof, and for correction. This is how God reproves us and corrects us. And admit to yourself, when you're reading the Word and you hear things in the Word that you know that you're not living up to, it does. In your soul, you do feel it in your soul, that correction. And you want to do the right thing. Again, if you read it in the Amplified Bible, it says it's profitable for instruction, for reproof, and conviction of sin. And it's the Word of God that brings us to that place of understanding, if I have sin in my life, understanding that sin is displeasing to God and it's not beneficial to my life. In fact, the sin's going to bring bad things into my life. Not God correcting me, not God bringing bad things into my life to correct me. For correction of error and discipline in obedience. How does God discipline? It's through the Word of God. This is the power that the Word of God holds in our lives. That's a strong verse. I mean, you can take that one verse and think about that verse for days and just continue to get more and more revelation and understanding on the importance of the Word of God. It's God-breathed. It's inspired by God. It's God-breathed. It is His inspiration. It's His very Word. It is His truth speaking to you every day. And it is profitable. And it is for your reproof, your correction. If you are being disobedient to God, this is where the discipline comes. This is where the reproof and the correction comes from. It comes from the Word of God. goes on to say in verse number 17, and that the man may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. As I am in the Word of God and allowing the Word of God to bring reproof and correction, instruction and direction, and even to bring discipline in my life, the end result is the man of God may be perfect in Christ, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The more time I spend in Word, the Word, the more I'm getting that profit into my life, that which is profitable. Equipped with every good work. How about that? You want that today? Do you feel like you're not equipped for your day, for your life? Do you feel ill-equipped? It's because the Word, you need to have more of the Word in your life. It's the Word that equips you to be profitable and to be furnished unto all good works, equipped for all good works. And beyond that, that's where we get into chapter 4. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Skipping down to verse number 2. Preach the word. I'm supposed to be in the scriptures so much that I should be sharing the word of God. And I said earlier that sometimes I'll read a word and I'll bring that in the morning and I'll bring that back because it's impactful in my life. It's relevant to my day. But then I also find that there's other people in that day that that very verse is relevant and impactful to what's going on in their lives. I need to be ready. I can't share that word if I haven't taken the time in the morning to read the word and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to me through that word. Preach the word. Be instant, in season and out. Reprove. See, it's up to me to give a word, not to correct you. Not for me to tell you I'm better than you are and I'm doing this right and you're doing it wrong. No, not like that at all. But as I give the word to you, it's that word that I give when you hear the word or when you give me the word. It's the word that you give to me. It's the word that brings into me that reproving, that rebuking, and also that exhortation. So it brings to me, if you bring me the word of God, if I'm being disobedient, the word of God that you bring to me is going to bring that life. But it's going to bring reproof to me. As I hear that word, in my very soul, in my spirit, it will bring reproof, which speaks to my soul. And in my soul, I will be reproved. I'll be rebuked. This is how God then corrects me and gets me lined up with Him once again. But it also comes with exhortation, so that even while, this is the heart of God, not to send a lightning strike against you to show you the error of your ways, but He gives you the word which does bring to your very spirit that rebuking, that reproof, the rebuking, but it also comes with exhorting. In other words, lifting you up and encouraging you even in that word of correction and discipline. The word is an amazingly marvelous thing. And we should be excited to start our day and have it throughout the day. It's the power of the word of God. Those are verses again from 2 Timothy chapter 3. Read verses 3. 15, 16, and 17, and then go right into the next chapter, chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. Read those today if you have time, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you about the power of the Word of God in your lives.